Radio Now, Tilly King, hanging out with Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop. Sometimes gender reveal parties can go really right, like when we talked about the Power Rangers one.
Yeah.
That's awesome, but sometimes they don't go so well.
No, they go horribly wrong. So Australia police released this video of a gender reveal party to kind of like give caution to people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the video, you can see a black car driving with a bunch of people around. It looks like it's just like a, you know, a public road kind of like out in the country a little bit.
Okay.
And then the car starts driving. And then when it starts driving, a giant cloud of blue smoke comes out.
Mm.
So the baby's a boy.
Okay.
But like, it is the most intense blue smoke I've ever seen in my life. People are videotaping, have real cameras videotaping all this, obviously for the video, because that's like the only reason why people do epic gender reveal parties.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you see this black car. Instead of blue smoke, it's black smoke because it catches fire.
What?
The entire back of the car catches fire. I mean, the car is totally ruined.
No.
People are running out of the car. All the people watching are running away from the car to, like, save their lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and this is the problem that I have with gender reveal parties is how many times do they have to go epically wrong? This happens, I mean, not cars, like, almost exploding. But like houses catching fire, like
all the
people,
smoke and stuff.
Yes, like people trying to like bat a baseball and the baseball explodes with like colors, but like the baseball doesn't explode.
And like shrapnel goes everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And like the baseball has gone through people's windows. Like it doesn't break.
Yeah.
And it's like broken windows. The problem I have with gender reveal parties and just epic gender reveals is that clearly it's for social media. Like that's
oh, without
the only
question.
Reason why. And I'm like, are we that obsessed and sick and twisted with our social media that
I think
we
so.
Will
I think we are.
come in harm's way just to get that gram video?
I have a better idea.
Okay.
So it seems like since everyone is trying to, I'm assuming they're trying to do a safe gender reveal, correct?
Yeah, I mean, no one would, yeah.
So if they're not on purpose, yeah.
So if they're trying to do a safe one and they're coming out epically wrong, I say we do a gender reveal that's just like, probably epically bad, and maybe it will come out good.
Oh,
so like maybe
do
like
it
a,
the opposite.
Yeah, so like let's get like huge flamethrowers, and we'll put like either blue dye in one or pink dye in the other, and then somehow maybe it'll magically go right.
I mean,
I think people do that, and they go wrong. What do you mean do a safe one? No, a safe one is one that my sister did, where she just opened up a box and a pink balloon came out. That didn't hurt anyone.
No, that didn't hurt anybody. I mean, or you could just wait till the baby's born and post a picture. Oh, here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Our baby boy and baby girl is here.
In 2019, that might get more social media attention than all of these crazy gender reveals that everyone is doing.
Dang, so you're not going to do one when you have your child?
Hell no. I'm going to find out what it is. But, I mean, if I do a gender reveal, I'll just, like, hand everyone a pink cupcake if it's a girl.
Mm.
Flamethrower and gasoline, man.
I'm thinking,
yeah, the safe choice, Porkchop says.